This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has ended his re-election bid and is backing Vice President Kamala Harris for the Democratic Party's nomination. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's decision comes weeks after a disastrous debate against Donald Trump. Democratic allies had been urging the 81-year-old to step aside. He'd insisted he would stay in the race, arguing he was best positioned to beat Trump. But in a social media post, the president writes it's in the best interests of party and country to stand down and focus instead on the rest of his term. In a later post, he said Harris has his full support and endorsement to be the nominee when Democrats host their convention in Chicago next month, a move aimed at avoiding more party chaos. Sagar Magani, Washington.
VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has more on what happens next.
Almost all of the 3,896 delegates meeting at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next month have pledged their votes to Biden, who won every primary contest in the country. But under DNC rules, that pledge can be changed. First in the line of presidential succession, Vice President Kamala Harris would be a logical choice. 58% of Democrats think Harris would make a good president, according to a new poll from AP NORC. But just 30% of Americans overall think she would. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said in a statement, U.S. President Joe Biden, quote, has not only been a great president and a great legislative leader, but is truly an amazing human being. Adding, quote, his decision, of course, was not easy, but once again put his country, his party, and our future first, said Schumer. This is VOA News. There has been an ongoing exchange of strikes between Israel and Yemen's Houthi rebels since Friday's attack in Tel Aviv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The interception happened hours after Israeli warplanes struck several Houthi targets in the Arabian Peninsula nation. The Israeli army confirmed the airstrikes carried out by U.S.-made F-15 and F-35 warplanes in the western Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, a Houthi stronghold. Houthi spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari said Israel struck fuel storage facilities and the province's power station, all of which, he said, were civilian targets. He said the attacks will not stop Yemen from supporting Gaza. Health officials in Yemen said the strikes killed a number of people and injured others, but did not elaborate. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least two people have been killed in Ukrainian strikes on the partly Russian-occupied Donetsk region, Russian state media said on Sunday, while Russian strikes wounded at least five people in Ukraine overnight. Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of 39 drones launched by Russia, according to the Air Force. Russia's Ministry of Defense claims its troops had taken control of two villages, one in the Kharkiv region and one in the Luhansk region. Bangladesh's Supreme Court on Sunday scrapped most of the quotas on government jobs that had sparked nationwide protests by students that have killed at least 114 people in recent days. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Bangladesh Attorney General A.M. Amin Adeen said the jobs should be open to candidates on merit.
The Supreme Court's appellate division, according to Article 104, gave a final solution to this quota system. That is 93% quota for general people, 5% quota for freedom fighters and their kin.
Nationwide unrest sparked following student anger against the quotas that included reserving 30% of government positions for families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government scrapped the quota in 2018, but the lower court reinstated it last month.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The Philippine government said on Sunday it has reached a deal with China that will try to end confrontations at the mostly fiercely disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The Philippines occupies Second Thomas Shoal, but China also claims it, and increasingly hostile flare-ups between them have sparked fears of larger conflict that could involve the United States. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.